pimp. I wanna get dope for the year till I die and I smoke with a leer. Boost my career and bear arms heavy. When you trying to get, I was there already. Yeah, my wise ass, take one to no one. Asshole Academy, yeah, I'm the spokesman. Talk that greasy on and off TV. Even pigs love the Boss Hog CD. What you find hard, I do it easy. I can see why the next guy won't be me. Yeah, I'm a problem, y'all can't solve them. Straight up bitch like Cartman Mama. Keep a brown fox like the Il Nana. BO2 bitch, we bring the drama. How the fuck y'all feeling tonight?
I think my mind playing tricks on me. I hold the weight like my namesake the Smith, homie. It's Meth and Doc, nigga. Back on that shit, homie. Back on the strip. How many women want strip?
The same one second once we get recording.
Oh, good. I was gonna say, I need to have a good rant for this, this podcast.
Yeah, it's like, the thing about podcasting, it's bitches.
I mean, everything is about bitches.
Yeah, in the middle of a conversation, this is Rob Cass. Rob Lee. The line, Rob Lee. That's how I start calling myself the line.
The line.
Shit begins and ends with me. Fuck it.
Okay, I get it. Now I was gonna say, what is?
No, the line because I'm a fucking border because I'm so large and shit.
Mm.
Yes,
you could protect us from Mexicans.
Some need more protection from Mexicans than others. And with me, Captain Salam, introduce yourself, sir.
Yo, Goodell. I'm waiting here.
Era.
I seriously gotta start introducing myself. I kind of like it.
I like to let people talk.
I like having someone introduce me, though. I kind of got used to it.
Okay.
I mean, you're the ringleader of this operation.
Of this circus of infamy.
I like it.
Double D.
Sounds like it would be a Kiss movie.
Yeah. Kiss Saves Christmas. Dan.
Yes.
Dan, the comic book man.
Yo.
So, let's see. You seem like you said you had a rant.
No, I said I need to have a rant.
We're grinding your gears. Okay, here's the thing. This is what we're going to get to. This is exactly what we're going to get to.
Well, I mean, I could argue some things just because...
No, I got a direction to point your fury towards.
Okay. Well,
your
point
rage.
Me.
Your Red Lantern Corps rage.
Point me.
People who fucked you over in the last month.
I mean, well...
Yeah.
Hey, Ma. Hey. Yeah, that's right. I still live at home. You want to do something about it?
Here to Rob Cass, we stay.
Hey, it's whatever, man. We all gotta. We all got
from the basement.
Means to an end and shit. Basement? What are you talking about? High rise.
Well, I was recording in the basement at one point.
Okay.
I was like, there's a lot of water butts down here. It's fucking cicadas and shit. Here's the thing, people. I honestly believe that we're going to hell in a handbasket very soon. Like,
I mean, society's crumbling.
Yeah. You said recently, I think in the last podcast about the whole 2012, that's not going to happen. I agree with that. It's going to happen sooner than fucking 2011.
I mean, it's only a matter of time until, you know, the streets in Atlanta are just filled with people beating the shit out of each other and the chaos ensues.
Well, that's when the Braves win the World Series.
I mean, they're going to fucking... Yeah. They're totally doing it. They got to do it this year. They're going to do it for Bobby.
Yeah, I do it for Cox.
Always for Cox. Always.
And on that note, Dan's a homosexual. And Rob's pegging. That's disgusting.
But it's wonderful!
Oh my god. So, okay. At this point, I've honestly concluded that men and women can't get along.
I mean, they can get along, it's just they can't do things like fall in love and have sex and anything remotely resembling a Nicholas Sparks album. Album? I take that back. I don't...
He does do music.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Oh, God.
No, speaking of who does music, this is going to be a complete tangent, but you're going to love it.
Go for it.
Guess who has a song, a reggae song?
Charles Manson.
Steven Seagal.
Really?
Yes.
Reggae?
Yes.
Him.
He said, me want a punani. He says that in the song, dude. He says that in the song. I think on the album cover, he's holding a katana.
Wow.
And the guitar.
This has the potential to totally take, or just, God, fuck, what am I trying to say here? David Hasselhoff, you've seen his album covers, right?
Dude, he has like 12 albums.
Yeah, and it's...
Of greatness.
Yeah. Greatness, are you crazy? The man needs to be, he needs to have a bullet put in his head, man. The dude needs to be stopped.
You know he tries to use Hoff in every fucking context possible?
Of course. He needs to stay relevant.
Dude,
it's not enough that we already say don't
have
to.
Yeah, booted off. He was on
what, America's Got Talent?
No, he's on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, he was on Dancing with the Stars.
It's been on for one episode. He's already been booted off.
I mean, it's going to be another t-shirt.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I know about this season so far on that show is that the situation's on it and that he's terrible.
He's a proud Tony.
No.
Ah.
He's way too... He's the type of prideful that the Catholic Italians hate because, I mean, that's a one-way ticket to hell right there.
But you know the funny thing about it? As much as a douche he is, he makes the most sense out of the entire cast.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
None of them... See, that's a trick question, because none of them make sense.
That's my point.
Absolutely. I'm sorry, but if I walk down the street and I hear anyone utter the phrase, I'm trying to get it in, I will be taken to jail for just a random assault charge.
Anyone, because black people say that all the time.
I've never once heard a black person ever utter, I'm trying to get it in.
Wow.
Never. My favorite one ever was, when are you going to bang my back out? That's my favorite.
That's old and that's not good.
How's that not good?
That's not good. That's horrible.
I can bang some backs out, baby.
Dude, let's fist pump.
No. Fuck you.
Dude, when we had chicken cutlet night?
We don't have chicken cutlet night in my house. We have city chicken night in my house.
City chicken, explain.
Yes. I don't want to because it's a secret recipe. You can't get out.
But I like it, though.
I mean, oh, dude, totally. The only thing you got to know is it's not chicken. It's not.
Oh.
Yeah, it's veal.
I like veal.
It's awesome.
I like veal.
Yeah, it's prepared. It's awesome. And it's put on skewers. It's
My grandmother used to make...
Don't make fun of my grandmammy.
Mine's did. She's making veal all the time. And it was freaking great.
Yeah. None of us...
Veal chops.
The only person who makes it in my family is my grandmother.
It's like, it only takes a delicate hand to make. That's like... You know, I was making some...
It's old country cooking, man. It's old country... Old country cooking has a certain taste to it that you can't replicate.
No.
I already claimed, when my grandma dies, I've got dibs on the one frying pan.
It's mine!
Yeah. Oh, no, because she makes rajoles, and they take... I mean, those things are just the best little dinner... Before dinner meal, than anything. And then when I make them, it kind of tastes similar, but they don't have the same grandma stregonona touch.
And on that note, Rob's out of time. Most of that flew over my head, but it had a marinara aftertaste. So I was just like, eh.
Well, that's the thing with rajoles. There are no marinades. Rajoles are just sauceless meatballs. But you just eat them. Yeah, you eat them with your fingers. You just go, bow. They're awesome.
They're
badass. Next time I bring some home, it's like ground chuck. I think it's ground chuck. But I've said too much because that's also another family recipe.
So what you're saying is, Rob needs to date an Italian chick.
I mean,
with a grandmother that's alive.
Yes, definitely. One that's... I mean, you need that old country type of grandmother, but you don't want it to be so old where if you talk out of turn, she puts like a voodoo hex on you.
It's like, fuck!
Yeah. Oh, no. You can't have the gypsy curse on you, man. She starts doing this...
Because I already got a card
against
out
the house.
I already got a card to get you the evil eye and shit like...
Well, I mean, that's where it came from.
Exactly.
But yeah. You need that old country granny.
This is the tough thing, like, now that you have to start looking for women and shit, I've realized that each woman that I'm going to try to date now is only for food purposes. I want to date a chick that's from Bolivia, so I can get some pupusas and shit. You ever had a pupusa?
No, I've never had pupusa. I've had, gnocchi. It's not that bad.
What is that?
It's like potato pasta, like extreme potato pasta.
Oh, I know what that is.
I've had, gnocchi, guumpki, baklavach.
You hanging around some J's, haven't you?
Not really. Well, baklava is more Greek than it is anything, and I hate saying the word Greek.
Why?
Fuck the Greeks. They stole everything from the Italians, man. Greeks are just a bunch of Italian rip-off goat fuckers.
And they like yogurt.
There, I said it.
They do like yogurt and grape leaves.
I mean, I'm just... Dude, look.
Want a gyro?
No. Fucking Greek grape leaves are the worst thing I've ever... I'd rather have a person... Fry me up a piece of dog shit and sprinkle something with flavor on it. I'd rather eat that than a rolled grape leaf, because those things are the bitterest, most awful tasting thing ever. Period.
Here's the thing.
I'd sooner eat souse.
Oh,
I'd
that
sooner
is, that is
eat
shit.
That shit. Yeah, it is shit. I'm just saying.
Here's
that's
the
how terrible they are.
I've eaten, like, as far as like that Mediterranean food, I've only really eaten Italian food. I have never had any Greek food.
Well, I mean, you don't need anything else except Italian food, man. They're the best. Pizza, pasta.
I'm going to tell the chick I get the brunch.
And then all the rest.
Yeah.
All of it.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. What's my favorite thing? Baked ziti. Baked ziti.
Ziti's good.
Make it up.
Nothing will ever take the place of lasagna in my heart.
Oh, no. I'm not a big fan of ricotta, but once it, separately. But once it goes in there.
Yeah, man.
With gamisa, oh, man, it's all over. I don't know. But certain things you can't get out of fucking freezer.
Thank God we're not stoned. We would be dying right now.
It's like, oh, God, where's the food? I need something that's filled with tomatoes.
We're on location at McDonald's.
In the McDonald's bathroom, like I'm in a stall or shit. Like, damn!
Shitting as you eat.
Like, oh, wait. Actually, I went to McDonald's earlier and here's some shit, dude. Fucking. I don't know. I don't know how you get into a beef. Like, the thing I heard earlier this week that kind of pissed me off is, you know, I have a lesbian friend and shit that works at a McDonald's, and she works at a fry, she works at a grill. And she got into it with a boss, her supervisor. You know, dude, probably a college dropout and shit, but he landed a job.
Yeah, somehow he got a manager's position.
They make decent money at McDonald's, too. As a manager? I heard about.
Look, Macy Gray worked at McDonald's, so it's a solemn vow that I'll never, ever do anything that Macy Gray ever did, and working at McDonald's is one of those things, so.
But people who work fast food, though, they have an odor.
Of course they have an odor.
That stays.
Yeah.
It's like working at the spice mills. You can't get that shit out of your skin.
I have a friend who, surprisingly enough, she works for Burger King. And she's like, she's a step away from being like a DM. Like, that's
it's
how long
bad.
She's been in that. She's been in the burger flipping business for that long. She actually makes more money than most people I know.
She's had her whoppers in
has,
for a while.
Oh, dude, she smells like chicken finger fries or whatever those
shit is
chicken
not good.
Longies or whatever
those fries. Yeah.
Yeah, the chicken fry thing. She smells like those sometimes when
that
she comes home.
That's just not good,
work.
Dude.
It's not that bad because I enjoy their chicken finger things.
I mean, I enjoy fast food as much as the next guy, but, you know, if I'm about to, you know, go down for the old raw grab and shit, I don't want to fucking smell like a box of fries.
I mean, you definitely want to wash up before, you know, you
But that shit doesn't wash out, dude. Like, I see some motherfuckers, I see them in the morning, it's just like, do you wash your uniform? Do you wash your ass? Because you smell like the grill.
No, dude, well, sometimes you gotta wear, why wash it, why wash the pair of pants you wore to work today when you're just gonna be doing the same shit tomorrow?
I think that's a skinny man's approach, because when I worked at the Oreos, dude, I just swept my ass off. See, the thing is,
it depends
to give
on
you
how bad
than
your
pants.
Swamp ass gets, so you
they had to give you more than one pair of pants, though. Because when I worked there, dude, we had three pairs of pants. He's like, Mr. Lee, you're kind of large, here's four. But there are really only three. They're just really big pairs of pants. No, here's four. Okay. And you had no excuse to come in. I remember those fuckers used to come in there, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And they would do what you were saying. They would wear, and you get swamp ass, because you're working on the summer outside.
It's just blistering hot, yeah.
And yeah, my people said, Rob, you got black. I was like, thank you. I appreciate it. It used to be so light. Like, no, I wasn't. But appreciate it.
Mm.
Here's the thing they used to do. They used to, after they put on their urban wear, their lugs and their ethnic clothing. They're the dashikis.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Races against my own people at this point. They would roll their uniform up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And put it in the locker. Musty. Compressed. Next day, 5 o'clock. Guess what they're doing? Unrolling, cooling that motherfucker. Pulling out the axe. Spraying that somebody down.
Axe is such a terrible product. I know people who used to, like, take a spray bath in that.
That's
shit.
That's what they were doing. And here's the thing they would do after that.
That's just
this
gross.
Is the kicker. They on it.
What?
So that the shit just burned into the clothes. It's like, seriously.
Fuck that.
There's no swagger for that. That shit stinks.
I don't know. The only product Axe ever had that I was like, oh, well, this doesn't stink, or, you know, I just put it over my funk, was like some body wash stuff where I was like, okay, I'll use this. The rest of that crap, though, when that came out, it's just, put it on instead of taking a shower. Be a hippie, but a really super cool,
no,
trendy
sure,
hippie.
Sure. Dude. You ever notice when they had those, like, it was three of them that came out, those sprays? You had Bod, Axe, and Tag.
Yeah, I know. Where's fucking Bod and Tag right now?
I actually had all three of them at one point.
I don't.
And
I
then
just...
when I grew up and, you know, became an adult, like, you know, at
you
19...
You switched to deodorant.
Yeah, I switched, well, yeah. Switched to Old Spice and, like, colognes.
Yeah.
Like,
see, I don't wear deodorant. I'm European like that. I like the smell of my own, like, pits.
Well, you know what they say. Women are attracted to. That's why Dan is so fucking vibrant. Yeah.
I mean, I got vibrance coming out of me so much.
Like, here, baby, here's some ball cheese.
Oh, please, God. Don't bring up the smegma. Oh, God, not the smegma.
If you're listening to this, look up smegma. You'll enjoy it. And he gets spread on the bridge.
Smegma or smogma?
It's disgusting. As
I it is disgusting.
You know, we can have that in a South sandwich.
No. No. Pay me.
Oh, God.
I would not eat a South sandwich with smegma butter. That is terrible.
Dude, it looks like garlic butter. That no. I think about it looks exactly like
I'd sooner
butter.
Wear Whoopi Goldberg's clit as a nose than yeah. eat a South sandwich with smegma butter.
Oh,
swear
my
to God.
God.
I swear to God.
Oh, man.
We should just start playing that game on the show. I think we
what
have
would you rather do?
Would you rather? And see, no, because the way me and my friends do it,
the hypothetical,
the hypothetical show. Always involves Whoopi Goldberg. It can involve whatever you want, really. Uh-huh.
But
for us, it's
she's
always
so
Whoopi Goldberg. Always, one of them always involves Whoopi Goldberg. Like, would you rather shove your arm in a meat grinder up to the elbow, ooh. Or would you rather Clockwork Orange style be forced to watch Whoopi Goldberg give birth to herself for 24 hours straight. All the while, the only thing playing, just music-wise, is, oh god, what is that song? Fuck, I can't even think of anything on the fly. Just go with that, silent movie.
You can have what's that playing? You can have Party All the Time playing. A fucking
no, because that's a great song. We don't,
no, it's
you
not.
Don't, yes, it is. Come okay, on, man, my girl always liked the Party All
blame
the Time. Blame It on the Rain would be a good one. One time we said it was basically the same thing, except the movie was Barbara Walters and Whoopi Goldberg just fist-pounding each other, all the while listening to Ebony and Ivory on loop for 24 hours. That was a
funny.
Good one. So, oh, okay.
We're the Ebony and Ivory of podcasting at this point.
Would you rather...
with Ebony and Olive.
There you go.
Okay.
Would you rather let Patrick Ewing try to stretch? Would you rather let Patrick Ewing stretch your eyelid over his dickhead?
Oh.
Or would you rather? God damn, I'm trying to think of like a good Whoopi Goldberg one because there's been so many over the years. Oh God, Whoopi! I need a good one with Whoopi. Shit, I can't remember any of them. Damn you, marijuana! Okay, no, okay. Would you rather let Patrick Ewing try to stretch your eyelid over his dickhead, or would you rather be forced... well, not really forced, but you had to withstand a golden shower by Janet Reno for 30 minutes?
I do like my eyes...
And you're allowed to ask questions. Just ask questions, and then you have to make a
decision. Hey, she's been eating asparagus.
I mean, she's a big brawly woman. I'm pretty sure she does eat asparagus.
Has Patrick showered?
No, it's right after a game. So you know he stunk it up on the court real bad.
After he threw a few elbows.
That's a pun, by the way. I think yes. My own pun.
Zoinks. I think I would go with the golden shower. I can't have dick in my face.
There you go.
Splash. Oh, God.
I just like it because I remember that. That one being posed once as the hypothetical, and I can't remember who, but someone was like, well, is he gonna get my eyelid over his dick tip? And my buddy was just like, he's definitely gonna try.
You're
he might rip
eye.
It off, but he's definitely
eye.
Gonna try and get that shit over his dick.
So let's see, since that was kind of horrible, that brings me back to my original docking, I guess we'll call that at this point. We were back at the station, fucking horrible things people have done. Where we're at. That's where we're at. Because you've had some horrible shit happen to you. Like, you know, someone tried to hit you with a car. You know, fucking... you were forced to listen to Waka Flocka Flame one time at work.
I mean... Look, the one thing that I'm pretty sure is going to drive me crazy, like, completely crazy, is the fact that they started playing, what is that? Yeah. Light 104 or Light 101?
Yeah,
whatever
yeah,
the
yeah.
Light channel is.
Yeah.
The channel that just plays the same music every
they
day.
They play time after time. It's a Cindy
Tracy Chapman.
Ooh, she's a lesbo, too.
I really don't have any reason to stay here. So, fuck you. Shut the fuck up, Tracy Chapman. That's all I gotta fucking say to that.
Dude, this my ex team and shit, my Latino brethren, they are now been integrated into, like, the CSSC. Basically, the way this... It's a call center and shit. And they're, like, all black people, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, predominantly. And they... Since they're all in PG, I'm going to use their own term against them. They're all Bamas.
Bamas.
So, again, at a call center, they play Michael Jackson and fucking, like, Earth, Wind & Fire over the intercom, sir.
Man. Well, see, Earth, Wind & Fire, I don't think I could ever get sick of that, but Michael Jackson...
I don't get sick
he
of
was a legend. He is pop. He was and is pop music. But for the love of God, can we just go a month without listening to fucking any Michael Jackson?
I'll give you that.
I remember the time, but fuck listening to any Michael Jackson for like a month.
But the thing is, they're just playing, quote-unquote, urban black music or whatever, right? And that's the problem. It's like, dude, put some fucking rock in there or something. And this one, this is how they occasionally mix it up.
Yeah.
Motherfucker was singing to it. And this is when Coldplay's last album came out.
Oh,
he was blasting Coldplay. And I heard it was a remix that had Swiss Beats. I was like, this isn't rock.
Mm.
That's a remix. That's a bastardized remix.
Wow. That's just, I'd love to see a room full of black dudes bumping to Coldplay. That's gotta be an interesting scene.
And then they're like extra fucking annoying and shit, right? Mm. And they think that they're like a level above you. Because I've worked there for, I want to say, 18 months. So I knew these motherfuckers. They tried to assimilate me and shit. They would wear suits. And they carried it like fucking asses. They like, yo, cock-a-doodle-doo, man. That's like, dude, we're at work. What the fuck does that mean? You're like a boss. Why are you turning into a rooster?
He's a boss.
Exactly. I just don't get it, and shit, dude. And unfortunately, I still want to go back there. Even though that, because it's no one where I work now. It's two old yenterers. They're fucking in their 40s and shit. And they're like, I hate men, but I love men. And it's like, I'm a man. It's like, I'm sandwiched between that. It's like one...
Look, know. I'd rather be sandwiched between two guys going on and on about how they hate and love guys than deal with the fucking bullshit ass that's said about men and is perpetrated about men at my job.
And then he asks you, like, so what do you think, Rob? It's like, I don't know what to think about stereotypical men. I don't exhibit any of those qualities.
You should just... Next time they say it, you should just, like, in a lispy voice, like, that bitch is crazy. That bitch is crazy.
I did tell him when we went out, we were initially going to go see Anal Cunt and shit. I kept saying Anal Cunt for some reason. It's like, yeah, you know, Anal Cunt, going to go see Anal Cunt tonight, you know. Cunt, anal.
I know, I love saying that
Vagine, rectum.
I love saying that band's name.
It's like, listen to the song that they have. It's like, Rob, why do you keep saying anal? It's the name of my new favorite band. I'm getting a shirt that says Anal Cunt. Casual Friday.
If they had t-shirts, I would never change out of that t-shirt. Yeah. It'd be a brilliant t-shirt. Actually, I would want the album cover for, I think the album's called Picnic of Love. Because it's done up sort of like, it has like the bird that looks like a, you know, the tattoo sparrow. And it's all kind of light and really bright.
Mm-hmm.
And in cursive lettering, it says Anal Cunt. It's just brilliant.
I like the one that, I forget what album it is, it's like the fucking, it just looks like the Orifice and shit.
I mean, that would be interesting.
Just walking around with an AP, like, what is that? Like, well, just look at it closely.
Oh my god, like, that's offensive.
I've concluded that's something offensive. Recently. You're a hipster, sir.
I am not a hipster. Fuck you. Fuck you.
You exhibit qualities of a hipster,
though. How do I exhibit qualities of a hipster? I don't dress like I'm Brian Setzer. I never, ever. I hate saying the word rockabilly.
You weren't part of the Stray Cats?
I'll listen to some Stray Cats, but I'm not. Fuck you. I don't have a pomp. I don't honestly, I don't understand what defines a hipster. I just talk the way I've always talked. That's all I'm saying, is I've never...
I'm glad it offended you so much, but that's funny.
What?
It's like, I'm not a fucking hipster.
Oh, am I a hipster? No, I want to know what defines a hipster, because that's not the first time someone has said that. It's like, fuck you.
Dude, it's
I don't take it as a good thing.
It's not even a rockabilly thing no more, dude. It's like...
Rockabilly is just redneck shit.
Yes,
now,
it
man.
Is.
Fucking, I don't understand that any of that side of the counterculture. If you can even call it a counterculture.
It's like a... It's not even a subculture. I don't know what the fuck it is. It's a segment.
Don't ask me.
White people.
Bands are doing lots of shit these days. Yeah. All of it sounds the same, but hey.
Do you sit down sometimes and do what some black people do and shit? I'm going to give you this example, and you tell me if you do it for your grouping. When you see a motherfucker walking around and doing stereotypical, pardon the term, nigga shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nignorance, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And do you sit
like
there
that
like,
word.
We got to do better. That's, you know, you just got to sit there like, you're an example of us. We got
yeah.
to do prime example.
Prime examples?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I was at work, like, 2 weeks ago. Prime example of just how white people have digressed. I'm serious, because I really don't believe that dude that he knew is Muay Thai, mainly because he was as big as... Like, he was wide, like he was fucking King Kong Bundy, dude.
Oh.
He was big, and he was tall, but he was big.
You say he knew what? Muay Thai?
Muay Thai.
No, this is what it was. It was Muay Thai food.
Muay Thai
food. He would have
more accurate, but this dude, like, came outside while I was on my smoke break. And typical shit of working at that fucking place.
That box of
everyone, as soon as you light up, there will at least be one motherfucker who will walk up to you. I get two people at a time trying to get cigarettes off me sometimes. But they'll walk up to you and ask for a cigarette.
Because you're smoking three at a time.
Though. I mean, I do at least... I smoke at least two cigarettes when I go on break, because I'm a chain smoker. I can't help it. I used to have jobs where it's like, yeah, you got 4 minutes for a smoke break. Get out there now. And you just go... and it's done.
That's how I do my
pot. I know how to do it.
That's how I do my pot.
Nah, see, for me, I'm...
And I have bought a, with I have pot, bought a pipe now, by the way.
Nice. With pot, I'm more... than cigarettes. That's how I sound when I puff. Oh, man.
And it goes off like a bomb and shit.
Hey, man, we all got our own rituals. Some people need to flick it before they hit it.
This is true.
I know. It's weird.
I think one thing I'm going to start saying next time I have some coitus, see how many people pick that up and shit. Not a lot of people know what coitus means.
I mean, I didn't.
I like using it because it's a bit esoteric. It's just like,
it's so esoteric.
But I'm gonna start saying "boom goes the dynamite" every time I finish.
Boom goes the dynamite.
I don't know why I think that's funny, but it is.
I mean, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Either that or splash, as I was telling you before.
I mean, splash waterfalls always.
treat like a shot that like get a fire range. Hey. Skeet shoot. That works on two levels, doesn't it?
It does work on two levels.
I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Back to the fucking original thing I was saying about the fucking McDonald's and shit. Fucking let's go check, right? We've skated around
that
shit.
We definitely get off on a tangent with this show, but I like to think that that's part of this show's strong point.
It's part of the job and shit. Yeah. We're like that uncle that just keeps on talking. You're like, you asked me a question and shit. Why are you talking so much?
I put an onion on my belt, which was the style at the time.
You know, back in the day, we used to call them hoagie boxes. Like,
hoagie boxes.
What do you mean, shoes?
I would totally eat the shit out of something if it was called a hoagie box. I've had a chicken box. That shit's awesome. Give me a hoagie box.
This guy's like a whole
thing. I won't fuck with that Taco Bell box, but mm-mm. I'll fuck with a hoagie box.
Or Taco Bell box, you call it a Mexican chick. Zoinks.
Zoinks, but...
Yeah, the McDonald's thing. Okay, you know, notice sugar, whatever, she works there, whatever. Blah, blah, blah. She gets fired that morning. And I know her, kind of friends with her, whatever. And I was going to do some stuff for her, going to write some resume shit for her. And she told me what happened. And like I said, she's a fucking dumb, and she's a lesbian and shit. And it's funny to me because, you know, all of that extra masculine, you know, rah, rah, I've got it my own dick, like that.
Well, see, my favorite thing about lesbians, I might have said this on the last show we did.
Please retort, sir.
Yeah, getting back to my original point.
Yes.
I love, even though they're kind of like, oh, to look at sometimes, I love butch lesbians because it's like, that's so awesome. That woman's trying to be me. Yeah. Oh, I take, you know, I kind of like, yes, thank you. Thank you for that. But, and then it's the flip side to it. Immediately after I think, oh, look at that. She's trying to be me. It's dot to dot, but she will never be me.
And you go, ah!
Yeah. I grab my dick and then I walk across the street strutting.
And you clean off the smegma on your pants.
I never have smegma.
Oh, God.
I am clean, mother. I may have a fucking...
There's Jesus.
I may be a werewolf when it comes to fucking, trimming the bushes and all that shit.
Oh, God.
But I ain't got no dick cheese. I'll never have no dick cheese.
Sounds like a band name, actually.
It does. It actually does kind of sound like a band name. Like maybe some sort of like a grit punk.
Remember we were talking about rape core?
Rapecore needs to be a genre.
The rapecore
movement.
There
needs to be a rapecore. There needs to be a rapecore band. There needs to be music that is just pro-rape.
Dude.
That's my favorite thing. Actually, the funniest thing I saw in the paper the other day, I didn't actually read the article. I just thought the headline was pretty funny.
Go ahead.
I can't remember the whole headline, but it was something like, politicians are urged to redefine rape.
What?
That was the headline. Like, I didn't care to read the article. I just read the headline where it was like, please redefine rape. And I was like, oh, I didn't know we needed to be more clear on what rape was. Okay.
Because I remember they changed the definition from it. They said it wasn't a sexual crime, it's purely a violent crime.
Well, I think some women politicians are behind this because I think it's a setup. Because some
guys
chick.
Don't get raped.
Well, see, no, it's just, I think it's like some chick taking home, like, oh, daddy, fuck me. And as soon as you start getting in good, oh, god damn it, I said it. Well, I meant it in a different sense. I meant it from the Cletus the Slack-Jawed Yokel sense.
Oh, man.
I'm white. I'm more redneck than I am. Well, I'm not really redneck, but...
You're olive-neck.
I'm slangy. I'll put it like that. I'm slangy.
Slangy.
I'm slangy, baby. You grow up in the hood, you got family that lives in Atlanta, you're gonna have a little bit of a twang versus a slang in your
Atlanta
voice.
Where the players play.
Haters wanna hate and lovers wanna love down in Atlanta, man. ATL!
Piece of A-Town down! But yeah, I don't know, man. It's just like, I was reading something that actually had something about rape. It was a dude that just got his marriage license. Guess what his last name was?
Rape?
His name was Thomas Rape.
Nice.
And I saw it was a woman. She had like a fucking LinkedIn profile. Guess what her first name was?
Sodomy.
No.
No, not sodomy. Anal.
You'll like the name though.
What?
Marijuana Jones.
Marijuana Jones? Really? Was
yes.
that her first name or that? Her name was just Marijuana and her last name was Jones.
That was her whole name, Marijuana Jones.
Damn. Why would you ever change that name? That's
you
know, an awesome
like
name.
You just can go by. You just say,
"Somebody's
my name
parents
is Marijuana."
Were hardcore hippies. Someone was born at a music festival.
But she was black, so she was, her father was a trafficker and shit. Mm. He's like, you know, I had DC locked down. Had my trunk full. Fuck.
Sorry.
Ugh. Yeah, sorry. I think that Dominic's came back, didn't it?
Yeah, just a little.
Just a little.
Tastes just as good the second time around.
So with the thing with the McDonald's shake, you know, she's fucking crying or whatever. I'm like, okay. And it was funny because I was like, okay, you're superhuman butch, and now you're crying. It's like, tee-hee. And I talked to her like I would talk to my brother if he was upset about something. And I was like, you call her crying, I'll you know, punch her ribs or something. It's like, you know, man up. You know, shit like that. And I offered to help out, and I did help out. But then she told me what happened. Mm-hmm. And she said the boss was like, you know, the fucking, you know, college dropper that's probably making $35,000 a year and shit. Like, he fucking threw a shoulder at her like she was a dude.
She wants to dress like a dude, she can be treated like a dude. Which means she can get belted in the fucking face.
But at the same time, if you're in that same situation...
I would have fucking hit her in the fucking face.
Not talking about if you were the chick.
Oh, if I was the chick. She didn't, see, and that's the funny thing. Because she probably... As soon as she got the shoulder bump, she turned all G.I. Jane. It's like, why is it so hard?
Exactly. But the dude's my size. And she's a little chick.
It's just so hard.
It's like, she's like suck my dick.
Yeah, exactly. I would expect it.
Oh, man. That would be great, too. Just... To hear a chick, like, I don't know, I've never been a big fan of hearing a chick say it, but if I do hear one, just, like, yell it. It's like, you don't have one!
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I don't know what I would yell, but I probably wouldn't
like,
yell.
Show
I'd probably
it.
Just shut, like, shiver. You know,
like,
just go...
Like,
you
do shutters and shit. Like, fuck. I don't get it, dude. That was the worst thing I heard this week. I don't know. I'm one of the guys that come from the coolest talk. If you're gay, you're gay, whatever. But at the end of the day, you're still a girl. And I look at it from this perspective as well. If you were working,
you're still crazy. That's
yeah,
how
you're,
gotta you
are
look
still crazy.
It.
But I, like, if, even if my job and someone bumped into me, I'd go to the next round. I wouldn't bust her ass. I'm like, look, this fucker hit me. I need $30,000. That's what my line would be.
He was aggressive. Well, I mean, so many people are so happy in the world these days. We really
no,
can't
but this
just...
is after he fired her. That's the problem.
Oh shit!
Yeah, and then refused to give her a check later.
That's fucked up. That deserves being sued over.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that shit. Because I was fired that way before. And I cussed the boss out and shit, and I got some shit. It's like, well, Mr. Lee, your services are no longer needed. Fucking then, bitch, gave him a check. And I skulked out of there. I slithered out of there. I robbed my way out of there. But I didn't give her the regular Rob Eye, because I wouldn't fuck her. I gave her the evil Rob Eye.
Brand naming.
The evil Rob Eye has a goatee like Spock and shit from Parallel Universe and Star Trek and shit.
Oh, yeah. Me, I'm Star Wars, motherfucker. Fuck Star Trek.
Puss bag. You have dreams about fucking Jabba Hutt, don't you?
Not really Jabba. Sometimes I have dreams that I'm just hanging out with Burrito. Like, you know, just chilling. Not really doing any bounty hunting. Just hanging out in Mos Eisley.
I wouldn't mind going to another fucking epicness
there
of
should...
my past.
Oh, yeah?
I wouldn't mind. Oh, damn. I told you I would fuck Chitauri, didn't I?
Yeah. I mean, I'd fuck any alien from the Star Wars universe as long as it was a chick. Any of them. They're all fine looking. Tentacle tits. That character's awesome.
That would be
Tentacle tits.
That'd
yeah.
be great, actually.
Yeah.
Hey, sometimes with Spike, a couple of Spike TV dudes, you get to watch all of them.
I mean, I don't pay attention to the first three.
The first three as in...
The original trilogy is the only trilogy, is
okay.
What I'm saying.
Thank you, thank you.
I'm just saying, I don't watch the first three ever. I saw them once.
Oh, God.
Never again. No, no, oh, God.
Don't be one of those guys.
Don't you oh, God me. I am one of those guys.
Are you one of the, guys that will say, well, you know, George Lucas, he shouldn't have changed anything. He should have just left the three.
He should have just left it at
oh,
three, because
God.
Those movies...
Fuck that.
Aside from discrediting a lot of what he said in the original trilogy...
Well, I get that.
Those movies just flat out sucked. Like... The pod race scene, that... Well, give me a break. We don't need... Why do we need, like, a futuristic NASCAR anything in a Star Wars movie? And not just a thing.
Like
they made
Return
a
the
whole
Sith,
fucking
like
thing
Sith.
Out of it. Return of the Sith was... Okay. Wait a minute. What, how did it go? It went...
He killed the
it
younglings.
Went stupid. It went stupid pod race one. It went...
Clone Wars and shit.
Yeah.
Fucking Mace
dumbass... Dumbass Boba Fett origin.
Yeah,
one,
that was kind
of and
whack.
Then it's Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith, I enjoyed. That's the one I actually saw in theaters.
Fucking, I'm sorry, Darth Vader yelling out, no.
No, no, no. I thought that was
like
funny as shit. I thought that was funny as shit, though.
That shit sucked.
But dude, the line I always quote from that movie is when he fucking cut his arm and legs. Like, you were the chosen, you're like a brother to me. I was like, this is horrible
Why,
acting.
Annie? Why? Why, Annie? Annie!
I was like, shouldn't you be doing heroin or something? You and
McGregor. Whatever.
Hey, Christian's a horrible actor.
He is a horrible actor. I don't think I've seen him in
any They're doing
movie.
A sequel to Jumper.
Whatever. Who cares?
But see, the thing
Let
is,
him do a sequel to Push, and then I'll give a shit.
I'm one of those people that... And you should be able to agree with this to a degree.
Okay.
If you created something and it comes from you regardless of whatever one else says, they be damned. You can do whatever you want with it.
I mean, if you own it, you should retain 100% creative control.
And that's the approach I'm coming from.
Period.
With his other three. Regardless Period. Of how horrible they were, I said they enjoyed it.
Not me.
Well,
not me, because George Lucas fell off. That's called falling off. There's selling out, there's falling off, and then there's going out like 50 Cent. Because where's he at now? His vitamin water's gone.
Coming out with another album called Return of the Heartless Monster.
It's pretty good. It's probably not going to be anything.
No, it's not. Because, I mean, I thought you were going to self-destruct, sir, on your last album. You didn't.
Nope.
So what's going on? Have a baby by me, baby? Be a millionaire?
Whatever.
How dare you?
Whatever. The only rap CD you need is Blackout 2. That's it.
Still on that. Still
you
on
need
that.
It. I'll burn it for you.
Blackout
it's...
2 intro and shit.
Shit.
Oh, Redman's coming out with a new CD, sir.
Nice.
I know you're in on that.
Well, I mean,
Red Gun
I
Wild.
Didn't know that he... I knew he was, like,
He's
there was
40,
some album coming out. What?
He's 40.
Cool. 40 and still fucking
Token.
Awesome as shit. Token, poking, joking.
How does it feel
That's
to be
does.
26 and you fucking know all of these like rappers or whatever, all these different musicians, and you have this younger audience? You're like, these are motherfuckers are kind of closer to my age, but
I mean,
they're terrible.
I love watching anyone who's younger than me get down with any of the shit that's on Top 40 because it's not music. Jason Mraz sounds just like Train, which sounds just like that other one song about on a beach with a guitar. Fucking, I'm sorry. Someone tried telling me today that Katy Perry's California Girls song is a response to Jay-Z and Alicia Keys' Empire State of Mind.
I heard that too.
And see, all I want to do is put a gun to somebody's head because both of those songs are awful. Both of those, like, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. Jay-Z is not a rapper anymore. He's right. He told them cats. He's not a rapper. He's not. He's a businessman now.
Clearly.
He's a businessman, and he doesn't... I don't know. I'm sorry. I have a serious thing about with how fucking Blueprint 3 ended up. At least for me, because I was looking forward to that shit for a while.
I like Blueprint 3. I had it. Bought it when it first came out.
I bought it the day it came out. I mean, I like a few songs on it. A couple songs
I got
are
Fabulous
all
album
right.
When it first came out. I didn't buy too many albums last year. I bought Fabulous' album. And I bought Jay-Z's album. And I bought Rick Ross's album.
See, I can't even remember like anticipating like the only real two bands that I anticipate. Anymore,
Saves the Day.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Oh God, of course. Saves the Day. They have another. They've been working on a new one for a while. So
you
want to
call me a fag, but I told you I've been anticipating. You already know I've been anticipating. You hate them.
Who, Taking Back Sunday's new CD?
No.
My Chemical Romance?
Yeah, fuck you.
They're coming out with a new CD?
Yeah, they released a new single yesterday.
Nah, whatever. Sure it sucks.
No, I dug it. Yeah. They were blasting on K-Rock.
Nah.
I got into your band. You converted me. You dissed my band.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Dead. I hate a lot of different music in the world. There is a lot of awesome music.
As you said before, you come as initially as a fan, and then you hate.
I'm a fan first, and then
a hater second.
Whatever else. No, I mean, being a fan and being a hater is one and the same thing.
Because being a fanatic is crazy.
You can't love everything. I'm sorry. How people enjoy Justin Bieber music is beyond me.
Here's the thing. I sat there because I'm one of those people that I don't hate something because everyone else hates it. Like, you know, I was very...
I hate it for specific reasons.
It's very convenient for everyone to say, Dane Cook's a horrible... Da, 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 da.
No, this is my favorite thing about Justin Bieber, because I actually had this argument with my mom.
Uh-oh.
No, it's like...
But damn.
I went, no, because she made fun of me, and then I went on my little soapbox rant, and then my mom actually told me she hopes I get beaten up. She's like, I hope someone kicks your ass, Dan.
But right now, Dan, you have the Bieber swoop in your hair. I don't know what the hell you're talking
about. I
don't
have a Bieber swoop, you motherfucker. This is the Dick Grayson. Dick Grayson.
Because you're a dick.
I'm Nightwing, motherfucker.
I got a Domino mask for you, sir.
I would totally wear a Domino mask.
And it's covered
totally
in invisible ink.
Oh, come on, man. Why do you want to try and put semen on my face? That's what she said.
And on that note, for Dan the comic book. No, Dan Bieber.
This is the last Robcast because one of us will not make it out of this house alive tonight. So signing off for Rob.
Signing off from life and shit. This is Rob. That's Dan. Yeah. Walk us up. I put my hands on his if I was fucking.